They say March comes in like a lion, and it did. It took a little while for the storm to start, but when it did, it came down with a vengeance. Perhaps you can see the quality of our weather lately. Right now, it's really just blowing snow, but earlier in the day, the heavy stuff came down, as you can see from the photos. And we are back to quiet weather, instead of that hissing that you heard at the outset with the snow coming down and the wind blowing. In fact, the wind was blowing so much that a couple good-sized branches came down from my front yard tree. Branches that, if they were to have hit you, would certainly have done severe damage. Fortunately, they didn't hit anything as far as I can tell. As you can tell, the wind's hardly stopped. My wind chime's blowing. You probably can hear it in the microphone. And I'm standing in my shelter of my porch. Can you hear the snow blowing against me? I've been asked, will this affect our winter backpacking weekend? And I don't think it will, except in as much as this snow might affect driving. But we don't actually drive out to the Baldwin area until Friday afternoon. So I don't think it's going to affect anything, except make maybe more snow out in the woods for us to tromp through. It should be a very good backpacking weekend. I've got a pretty good idea of what I'm going to use for my gear. I still need to get some food together. Winter isn't quite done with us yet, and we are, I believe, edging up to what may be the snowiest winter on record. We're certainly close to that point if we aren't actually there yet. Normally, as I understand it, Ann Arbor, in the winter, the actual technical winter, you know, December 20th to March 20th, thereabouts, gets about, I believe, 40 inches a year. I think over the entire year, we get a little more than 55 or so inches. Now, as I understand it, up to a few weeks ago, we'd had better than 71 inches of snow, and that was up through the beginning of February. And I'm not sure how much, if any, we really got in February. We got a little bit. And then, of course, we've gotten this latest blast, several inches more today. And winter still has about 9 days to go. So it'll be interesting to see how things finally turn out.